Michael, let's talk about the Vatican because of these rumors about contact with ETs. What have you uncovered here?
Well, you possibly might have heard about this already, but there's an Italian journalist by the name of Luca Scantamburlo who has had written quite extensively about interviews conducted between Cristoforo Barbato and an unnamed Vatican Jesuit priest. And this Jesuit priest confirmed and disclosed inside information about a clandestine meeting in 1954 at California's Muroc Air Force Base, later named the Edwards Air Force Base, which involved President Dwight Eisenhower and the Los Angeles Bishop James Francis McIntyre and an extraterrestrial delegation. As a result of this, a group of these Vatican priests established and still maintain to this day a secret organization called the SIV that studies and catalogs information relating to ET contact. And we know that the Catholic and the Vatican has a huge amount of artifacts and historical evidence lying in its vaults that it will not release. For very simple reasons, that it will actually incriminate them in a whole lot of these things and put them on the spot.
Well, I don't know. We do know that they own a observatory, and that's strange all by itself, Michael. Why would they be so interested in space? Maybe they're looking for wormwood, if you believe in the Book of Revelation, huh?
Yeah. What it all leads to is where we are right now, and I think more and more people are talking about the coming of the new age and the Mayan calendar, and so much has been written about the Mayan calendar and what does it mean and so forth, and I've been doing my own research and studying about the Mayan calendar and finding out what it is that it's all about and finding interesting parallel lines that point towards this so-called speeding up of evolution and consciousness of the human race. And I think if you look at the way that technology is speeding up around us, although I believe it's not speeding up at the rate that it should be, is a very good indicator of the speeding up of our consciousness. Because, how do you measure consciousness? But we are conscious of change. We are conscious of the fact that we are conscious. And we see how technology is speeding up around us. Every month a new technology is released that makes the old one obsolete, and so it goes. The latest writings by a gentleman called Carl Johan Kellerman, who you probably have heard of, who's written The Mayan Calendar and The Transformation, they have now come up with a new date for the beginning of the ending and the beginning of the new age, according to the Mayan calendar, which is the 28th of October 2011, and not the 21st of December 2012. Whether that, how accurate that is, still remains to be seen, but nevertheless, it certainly paints his research paints a very interesting picture of how the speeding up of consciousness and these so-called days of consciousness are taking control of our species on Earth.
Michael, you talked at the beginning that a number of different planetary beings may have visited this planet. How do they all key in on us? Or do you think they're doing this all throughout the universe?
I believe it's something that's happening throughout the universe. I mean, if you really open your mind and look at the number of planets. We've mentioned this earlier. Since I last looked 2 days ago, there were 251 planets discovered by us in the last 20 years. But by far the largest majority of them have been discovered in the last year. Okay, so that's speeding up as well. We're discovering planets almost on a daily basis. I believe that advanced beings throughout the universe are traveling and exploring the universe like we would like to, if we had the knowledge and the know-how to travel throughout space. we would be exploring the universe ourselves and arriving at other planets, and we will get there. And I think that is why we are such an attraction and a curiosity for the advanced beings of the universe. They're coming to Earth to look at this new species that is merely a few hundred thousand years old and that is already exploring space, which is phenomenal. I mean, you know, it's really phenomenal. We're not millions or billions of years old. We're a couple of hundred thousand years old, and we're exploring space. Now, why we are being oppressed, why our knowledge and our progress is being suppressed, it baffles me. I'm not sure whether we're still being exploited. We're certainly still being enslaved. You know, as we mentioned earlier, the whole concept of money is really enslaving us more now than ever before. And I have a feeling that 2012 or the new age is going to bring with it a whole new way of life and a new world order, if I can call it that, that will break away from a monetary system and start working more on what I like to call the contributionist system. And it's got nothing to do with communism, please don't get me wrong. but a system where people survive and develop on this planet by contributing rather than trying to gain monetary wealth, which is really not going to get you anywhere.
Do you believe that the power brokers on this planet might conceive, because this is what we've heard, might conceive of an alien invasion in order to justify further control over us?
I think that might have worked in the 40s and the 50s when you know, humanity was really gripped by fear, by an alien invasion, because, you know, stories like War of the Worlds and so forth. But
yeah.
I think those days are gone. I mean, the number of people that tap into higher spiritual levels, the number of people that actually have contact with extraterrestrials, that can see other dimensions, it's just so vast that that fear kind of tactic, I don't think, is going to work anymore.